important fundraiser for the hospice, Kerry Hospice Service, coming up next week. That's on Friday, June 9th, and Saturday, June 10th. We'll be taking part in on-street collections as part of the Hospice Sunflower Day, supporting vital service in Kerry, the Kerry Hospice Foundation. And people can also raise money online as well for them. There's an online collection, and every euro raised locally stays locally. And joining me on the line to talk a bit more about the service itself and the kind of help it provides is Erin Stack. Good afternoon, Erin. How are you today?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming on the show with me. Appreciate it. Now, you've shared your story with us before, but for listeners who may not have heard before, may not be aware, would you mind sharing again, please, your personal experience with the hospice services?
Absolutely. So back in 2020, my partner had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer. So it was February of 2020 that we had our first experience with the palliative care unit. Now, once we heard cancer and heard palliative care, we thought it was end of life, it was all over. But what we learned was that it's not end of life, it's pain management, it's symptom control. And what the palliative care unit and the doctors and their teams were able to do for us, they helped us along our journey. John spent 13 months in and out of the palliative care unit, but it was from the daycare unit to the inpatient unit to the home care team. During COVID, it was strange times, so we were all struggling. But what they were able to do for him, it was amazing. Now, the fear, once we heard palliative, there was fear, obviously, but once he got inside the door, that was all gone.
I suppose, is there an element of stability as well there that they provide?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, like, what they can do for the patients, like, John went in, he was so sick, and when he went in, he was comforted straight away. Like, Dr. Patricia Sheehan was his doctor, and straight away she took him under her wing, and she made him feel at home along with all the rest of them. It's just a service that we are so lucky to have here in Kerry, and the funding that they need.
And how important do you think it is for people to have this kind of specialised attention and specialised comfort when they need it most, really?
Oh, extremely, extremely. Like, when John was diagnosed, we knew nothing. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know where to go. And once we went back there, straight away they put us at ease. Like, they had everything. Like, the home care team were coming out to change. He had been put on a pump, so they were coming out on a daily basis. They were always at the end of the phone, no matter day or night. You could just ring them and they'd help you out. He was getting his chemo in the daycare unit. It was always friendly faces. He always had a laugh at everybody. Anytime John went into the inpatient unit, it was like a family. They were all so friendly, and anytime you talk to the girls, they'd always say John is never here because he's always ready to run out the door to go home. They always had him mended in a couple of days. They had him under control again. So it's so important that we have such an amazing facility on our doorstep, and the funding that they need with Sunflower Day coming up, it's vital.
And I suppose it can be challenging as well for the families involved of patients who are using their services, and I suppose it's a help for those families as well that they know that the element, the health element, I suppose, the treatment element is totally taken care of.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, just to see what they can do, like, they're just angels back there. Like, John was sick, and that February he went in, John wasn't able to eat. He was losing weight, and we actually didn't think he'd see St. Patrick's Day that year. He was so bad. And the girls, he was in there for 10 days, and the girls had him mended again. What they were, like, they were helping John, they were helping the family, they were comforting us all. But they made sure that, like, you always knew exactly what was going on. So you never felt not at ease with them all.
And crucially, as you say, like, it's the patient's own home as well, the home care services as well as the actual, you know, I suppose, the inpatient units, that there's cover no matter what exactly the patient might need exactly in specific moments of time.
Oh, absolutely. Like, when John was put on the pump, every single morning there was one of the girls out to change the pump, refill it. Sometimes if I had a problem, the pump would start beeping, you'd ring the girls and they'd be out show. Like, it was just, it's amazing what they can do. And I suppose what they do for the family and for the patient, like, they put everybody at ease. Like, John was getting poked and prodded with different cannulas going into his arm, but the girls always, they always had a laugh. So they always made him feel at ease and he was comfortable. For a finish, he didn't take any notice.
And I suppose it's, you know, what kind of difference do you think that they made overall to John's end-of-life experience?
Oh, they couldn't do enough for us. Like, when Dr. Sheehan had told John that there was no more she could do for him, she just said if there was anything that he wanted to do, just to go out or go on a day trip or anything, like, they were going to set that up for us. They would do whatever they could to make sure the patient was happy. Like, I suppose the day John passed away, we had hoped that he could come home, but we couldn't get. He needed a level of oxygen that we couldn't take home, but we were all able to be with him. So he wasn't on his own, even in COVID times, strange times. He still didn't pass away on his own. We were all able to be around him, and that was so important to all of us because it was a very challenging experience.
Of course, of course. And after John passed away, you raised a huge amount of money for the Kerry Hospice Service a couple of years ago. Could you tell us a bit about that?
I did. So John had actually started his own fundraiser. He had, himself and his friend Dennis Kennelly, had started a soccer tournament. So they had raised £50,000, and John's wish was always to raise more funds. So we had spoken about maybe, we were raising calves and we were going to sell them. So once the word got out that I was going rearing my own calves, farmers from all over were offering me calves. So I said, I haven't got enough room for this. So we actually ended up having a calf sale the 24th of March in 2021 in the Listowel Mart. And the manager, Barney O'Connell, was so helpful. So calves came from all over. I actually went to Waterford and Kilkenny myself to collect calves. So on the day, there was over 300 calves and we raised over €106,000. It was absolutely amazing.
It's incredible, really, yeah. And that amount of money can make such a huge difference for our service, you know, that provides care for people all around the county. They have a lot of ground to cover, a lot of equipment needed and everything like that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, at the minute, they're funding for two advanced nursing practitioners and the funding as well for the upkeep of the units and the supporting of the home care team as well. And to date, in the last 30 years, there's been over 13 million raised. So every little penny helps. So with Sunflower Day next week, anything at all, it's just great to be able, from my experience, it's just great to be able to give back. And unfortunately, cancer touches everybody's door at some stage. So to know that this unit is there and to know that you have given and donated, it's amazing.
Yeah, and as I say, you've seen firsthand yourself the impact that the services can have on someone's life. And I suppose with that in mind, would you be encouraging people to look, be that bit generous if you can, if you see them on the street or if you, you know, come across it online, if you look for it online, that, you know, these services for local people, that there's probably everyone in their family who's needed them at some point, that they might be able to spare a few bob.
Yeah, absolutely. So next weekend, the 9th and 10th of June, you'll see people out with their sunflowers. You'll see the Kerry Hospice jackets. Every little helps. And even if people can volunteer over the 2 days, just to get in touch with your local hospice, because it's so important to be able to support. And this Sunflower Day is an important day for the hospices all over Ireland, because this is where they raise huge amounts of money.
Absolutely, absolutely. Erin, best of luck with it, and thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us. Just to clarify, that's the 9th and 10th of June, that's next weekend, that's the on-street collections, and as well, there's a virtual sunflower garden open from the 11th of May until the end of June, and you can sponsor a virtual sunflower in memory of a loved one at sunflowerdays.ie. But Erin, thanks very much for talking to us, appreciate it so much.
No problem, Mark. Thanks a million.
That was Aaron Stack there talking to us about Sunflower Day, huge, huge fundraiser for a vital service. That's the Kerry Hospice Service, and it's next weekend, next Friday and Saturday on the street. And as I say, there's an online fundraiser as well, and we'll have much more after these. Talk